Last night, Royal Dutch Shell's vice president for Alaska and two Coast Guard commanders updated the Kodiak Island Borough Assembly on the response to the grounding of the floating drill rig Kulik. It was the first public briefing made in Kodiak since the rig went hard aground on Sitkalitik Island in a New Year's Eve storm. KMXT's Jay Barrett has more.
The first question directed at Shell Alaska VP Peter Slaby after his prepared statements to the Borough Assembly got right to the point.
Was this rig being moved in whole or in part for tax reasons? I've seen an article saying that, in fact, that was the case, that it has something to do with the situs of the rig on January 1, determining whether tax would be imposed on it or not.
In response to that question by Assemblyman Mel Stevens, Slaby denied the report, which first appeared in the Dutch Harbor Fisherman newspaper.
That was an unfortunate article. No, the answer is not that it was leaving for taxes. It had very specific things that needed to happen in Everett.
In the article, a Shell spokesman acknowledged state property tax was one of several reasons Shell wanted the rig out of state. The potential tax liability could be in the millions. Slaby cited inspections of the vessel's new generators and replacements of the two cranes on board as reasons it sailed for Washington State, but he did not address the timing of the departure in very late December when winter storms are common in the Gulf of Alaska. Slaby also gave his personal assurance to the Kodiak Assembly that Shell would do everything it could to get the drill rig off the beach of Sitkalitik Island and that his commitment comes right from the top.
I obviously can't guarantee any outcome, but what I can promise this assembly and you, Mr. Mayor, is that we will make our best response possible. I have the support of all the senior managers and leaders in Shell up through the CEO that we will leave no stone unturned in resolving this in a satisfactory manner.
He said Smit Salvage is still evaluating the condition of the Kulik and are waiting for more equipment to arrive before trying to pull the huge drilling unit off the sand and gravel beach.
The structural integrity of the Kulik looks good. The Kulik was built, purpose-built, to work in the Arctic, and as a result, it has a hull of, in certain areas, 2 inches, in certain areas, 3 inches of steel. It is double-hulled, and all the fuel components are separated in the interior portions of that vessel.
He said there is extensive damage to the electrical systems on board, possibly a result of seawater coming in through open doors and hatches during the storm. Slaby also gave the assembly a sense of how big of a response Shell is bringing to bear on the situation. He said the company currently has 256 people at one Anchorage hotel, 47 at Kodiak hotels, and 148 on contract vessels, with more people arriving every day. In Kodiak, I'm Jay Barrett.